No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you?
Morning, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It is lovely to have you on the show. We have got some big old union questions for you, so let's get stuck into it.
Yeah.
Our first one this morning is from someone who said, I work in retail. My work doesn't have a space for me to sit down for my lunch break. If it's it's fine if it's sunny because I can go outside, but if it's raining, I feel like I've got nowhere to go. Is this allowed, or do they need to supply a space for me to take my lunch break?
So this comes under health and safety legislation, actually, not employment law. And if you have a look at WorkSafe, which is the main agency that kind of has health and safety advice at work, just a great resource, so worksafe.co.nz, oh wait, worksafe.gov.nz,
nice.
They sort of lay out the requirements that any workplace needs to have, and one of them is absolutely eating and break facilities.
Mm.
So if you don't have eating and break facilities, depending on the weather, that sounds like your workplace isn't meeting your health and safety requirements, so absolutely, you're entitled to that.
That's nice, easy answer there. So WorkSafe is the place to go for more info. We've got another question which maybe falls in a similar category. Somebody said, my office chair is hurting my back. Is it my employer's responsibility to supply a new chair, or is it mine?
So, yes, that does fall into the same bracket. And your employer has to provide a safe working environment. And part of that is sort of ergonomics, right? Like the kind of injuries you can get from sitting at a desk as you do your work, because you're not sitting at the desk for fun, you're sitting at the desk to do work for the business. So you are, your workplace should provide you with a workplace assessment. So if you let them know what's happening with you, they should have a workplace assessment, and they absolutely should replace that chair and get you something suitable, and it is their responsibility.
There we go. This is one that I think is probably rearing its head after the Northland news, but somebody said, my employer doesn't believe in COVID and is really vocal about it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't know what to say back. Is there any way to ask them to not talk about their personal opinions at work, or do I just need to leave my job? Ha ha. So I think not really a ha ha, but that sounds like a stressful situation.
Yeah, that really does. You know, I really do. Yeah, I think that sounds incredibly stressful, especially when someone has the power, you know, to try and stop you from, isolating, et cetera, et cetera. And look, this is in the realm of opinion at the moment. It's only if your employer took steps to, as I said, stop you from doing things that you need to do for health and safety in relation to COVID that you could possibly take action.
Right.
But generally speaking, opinion is protected, and there's a reason for that, right? Because you shouldn't be fired, on the other hand, if you express an opinion. So if you respond to him, the employer, and say, yeah, COVID's actually really real, and you got terminated, you would have protection. So the same way your employer sort of has protections as well. That said, it's not good practice to talk about your political opinions at work, especially as an employer, knowing you have that power over people and creating that kind of environment. So it's definitely not good practice. There's not really anything I would say, you know, besides just maybe saying, hey, this makes me uncomfortable, and having that conversation. And as I said, I always say, you do that with your coworkers, maybe to give you that kind of confidence to do so. But unfortunately, there's not much you can do otherwise, because as I said, that is protected, sort of. There's no real remedy. I would look for another job, to be honest, because COVID's going to continue to be a reality for us, and certainly employers should feel consequences if they're going to make employees feel unsafe. And so I would certainly look for another job and not give the workplace positive reviews to people who ask about it.
Is it something that people who are working in an environment like this, you know, where the employer's not necessarily putting things in place or not putting things in place that are COVID protections, but is there a possibility that you can talk to your union rep or talk to your co-workers about what you might do if it does kind of escalate to that next level? Is that something that would be appropriate maybe for this person to do?
Absolutely, because that comes under health and safety again, right? Where there should be appropriate protections and safeguards in place in the event where someone needs to isolate, or we have to go into lockdown, and there needs to be, you know, sufficient hygiene precautions, or working from home, et cetera, et cetera. So that should, that could be something that you work with your union rep, or just with your coworkers as well, to ensure that something's in writing. So that kind of makes his the employer's opinion irrelevant in a way, if you have that shared understanding. So that is another, that is what I would do. But yeah, as I said, it only would get to the point where you could take action, and it would go down a health and safety path if the employer was refusing to follow those guidelines. Yeah.
Our very last question is one that pops up infrequently, and it's always a good one. Want to start a union at my workplace? How do I do it?
I love answering this question. So yeah, all you need to do is you and a bunch of coworkers should join the union. And once you have around, you know, I like to aim for a simple majority, but it can be less than that. You know, if you have a, if you have like a good cohort, a good number of people who are interested in joining, I would, you get together, you'd all join, and then
it is Monday.
Call the union and have a chat with them, and an organizer will hopefully be able to come down, have a chat with you guys, and talk about initiating what we call a collective agreement. So a collective agreement is what it sounds like. It's not an individual employment agreement, it's a collective agreement that covers everyone in the union. And that means there's really transparent pay scales, etc., and that would make your workplace unionized, and you'd also be assigned a union organizer. So that's, so I would get together, I would talk to your coworkers, see who's interested. I would literally make a list, and if there's a sizable enough group that are interested, join the union and give the union a call.
Awesome. And as per usual, if people want to find out what their union is, the Council of Trade Unions website, is that the place to go?
That is the place to go. And they've got a, you can break it down by your industry and sector. So it's really helpful.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Justine. Wise answers as per usual. We'll talk to you next week.
Cool. Thanks so much, Rachel.
See you then. Bye.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.